I'm Fanny. As you've probably noticed, our discussions get pretty political. We can't help it. Democrat, Republican, or Independent, most of us despise George W. Bush. And we're not the only ones. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez recently called our president the devil. Here's our opinion about Bush.
Yesterday in the UN, Hugo Chavez called Bush the devil and said he needed a psychiatrist. He was up there on the stand. He said the devil was here yesterday. He crossed himself and he put his hands in a prayer position. I started dying of laughter.
It smells of sulfur. Oh my God, I was dying laughing. When I first saw this, I saw Akabi Central. I thought they were joking when they were translating it. But when my mother actually listened to it, she told me that's what he dead-ass freaking said. I almost fell on the floor laughing. I feel like falling on the floor now. It was hysterical.
You know why? Because okay. You know what Bush said? He said the reason why we're in Iraq is to give them democracy. And yet, at the same time, he contradicts himself by saying, you are not supposed to force people into democracy. They're supposed to ask for it. Then why the hell are we in Iraq? Please, somebody explain that to me.
I could take my tax money and spend it for some good use. The things that this idiot did in office will take us at least 30 years to fix. I'm ashamed of him. I found out he choked on some soft pretzel. And then you got a dumb vice president who by accident shot his friend in the face.
America is supposed to be the land of love, and now people are starting to hate it. Because my instructor was telling me that when she goes to other countries, she's telling people that she's from Canada. Because if people know that she's American, they will try to kill her or something like that.
No, when I went to Japan, I didn't say I was from America. I said I was from New York. People love New York in Japan. New York is the bomb.
Wait a sec. About the thing about dumbass guys choking on pretzels and shooting best friends, right? We're stupid in such a way that we let them be up there.
That was not my fault.
And they cheated.
The problem is that it's the previous generation before us that voted. If we were old enough to vote, all of us, if we were all old enough to vote, I would be 100% sure that Bush would not be in freaking office right now.
We've been having protests. We've been sending letters. We've been going on talk shows. It's all over TV that Bush should get out of. If you go
on... Kanye said something about it.
Everybody says there should be no war. The war makes no sense. Even the own soldiers say, why the hell are we there? But he doesn't listen. He's not saying, okay, people, come back, come on. He's not saying that.
Yeah, he's telling us that.
We're going to lose money because New York is secondly the
We're
biggest money.
We've lost money.
The textbooks that they be giving us in school are my checkout. They're like, it looks like it passed through the four stomachs of a cow. How retarded, how wrinkled, and how bad they look. You
know our school is like dirty and it's like in a really big shambles. That one toilet in my school, it has not been working for 4 whole years.
And they're wasting all this freaking money over there when nobody wants them there. When we need the money here, we don't want it. We need it. It is necessary. Fix the school system, please.
Join me in the wrong war, the wrong time, at the wrong place. Follow me into a mistake. Our plan is not working. It's the wrong war, at the wrong place, at the wrong time. It was a mistake to be there in the first place. It's a fact.